Your next speaker is Lyndall R. Doty.
In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 11, the writer says, "By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but its overthrow, but it is overthrown, rather, by the mouth of the wicked." In Proverbs 14 and 34, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to every people." Aside from the power of the gospel, and some might question the order, few things in the 20th century have had a more profound influence on our country and the effect on human life than that of television. The largest newspaper in our country has 2 million subscribers. But many of our popular TV programs regularly draw 20 million viewers or more every time it's broadcast. Television then has a great potential for good or for evil. The amount of filth, immorality, and sexual perversion being shown on television is increasing at an alarming rate. And yet, subtly, if you will compare the past 10 years, compare the programs of the past 10 years with what we are now viewing, 10 years ago, we would never have believed that some of the present material that is being shown would have been accepted for public presentation. We shudder to imagine what the next 10 years will be like when it has changed so much in the last 10. Even within the church, it seems to me that we are gradually becoming accustomed to darkness and to such programming. I asked Brother Steve to read Ephesians chapter 5, and I want to read it again to you. Beginning with verse 7, "Be not therefore partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing unto the Lord." And this passage particularly. "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them. For the things which are done by them in secret, it is a shame even to speak of." It's not a shame to speak of it anymore. In fact, it's not a shame to watch it and to support the presentation of such things across our airways. I fear that we are not even shocked anymore as we once were about such things. We have become desensitized to such things. Within a few years, millions of young minds, your children, my children, your grandchildren, will have, I fear, little appetite for anything spiritual because we have become desensitized to filth and filled our hearts with it. Recently on television, there have been many different kinds of programs that I have been aware of. It's been, the last year that I've been watching the different newspapers and the different organizations that are now producing nationwide surveys and so forth of programs and reading the things that are being done. I don't watch many of them. I watch some of them by accident, and then it's on you before you realize it. But these things are becoming apparent to us. Television programs are now teaching that adultery is all right, that open fornication and all kinds of illicit sexual activity and involvement outside of marriage is okay, that prostitution is okay. In fact, we ought not to be, in any sense of the word, looked down upon the, as they call, the oldest profession in the world. Homosexuality is okay. The future shows may make the present crop appear innocent by comparison. The new comedy is now being prepared, began in March, as I've mentioned already. A new comedy series called Adam and Ives based on two middle-aged homosexual men living together. And it's going to be a situation comedy. Produced by ABC and to be shown later this fall. Why? Here's why. They said that since soap was so successful with the homosexual activity there, and since some other programs that have been introduced in homosexual ideas have been so successful by the populace and received so well by the populace, they felt that a situation comedy, a series of itself, would also be very productive and profitable. Now that's from the producers. The movie Flesh and Blood, recently shown on CBS, involved in it an incestuous relationship, the love of a son for his mother, and the involvement in a physical way with his own mother. Young people's attitudes are changing. Homosexuality is now considered funny instead of disgusting. It's not very popular to be anti-homosexual, you know. The saddest part is that while we sit and bemoan the situation, opposing groups with a tiny fraction of membership of the church are those who are trying to do what is right and keep this country strong and based on the principles of righteousness, are influencing media to an unbelievable degree. Newsweek magazine reported recently that the writers of a number of major television shows now clear their jokes on homosexuality with the Gay Liberation Task Force before they are allowed to air. We are many times larger than any of these homosexual groups combined, but they virtually laugh in our face. Why? Because they know we're not going to do anything. Anita Bryant recently said, in essence, isn't it a shame that the homosexuals are not also picketing the preachers of this country? They picket her, you know. The Church of Christ in Albany, New York, has a Bible call program. It was recently ridiculed by an underground pornographic paper for providing Bible call tapes over the telephone, which were opposed to sex before marriage and homosexuality. This was followed by someone burning the church building down to the ground with the fire starting in the Bible call room. Strong grassroots efforts are now developing in opposition to such things that we've just mentioned on television. Sears and Roebuck recently dropped their sponsorship of some programs with Three's Company and Charlie's Angels, some particularly offensive programs along that line, or particular shows along that line. Not always are they so. But this was dropped after pressure was brought by concerned citizens groups. Susan Roebuck said, we're not going to sponsor them anymore. The Clorox Corporation has recently taken a similar position regarding some of its sponsored programs. People voiced their opinion. Texaco is reported to have told Bob Hope to stop making jokes about Anita Bryant and homosexuality. Why? People complained. The passage of Proposition 13 in California has made the public aware that we are far more powerful than we really thought we were. The PTA has already had an effective opposition to violence on television, and I saw recently on television that they are renewing that effort about illicit activity in the sexual way and the perpetrating or the picturing of these things is okay and so forth. That they are opposing those as well, and I think they're going to have some success. What is the church doing? Very little. We try to do things individually. I've been very, very frustrated in this attempt. I've written letters to congressmen. I've written letters to senators. I've written letters to CBS, ABC, and NBC. Others have done so. We've written letters to stations. It does nothing. They send back a form letter and say, we also are concerned about the morality of our children and so forth and so forth and so forth. And then they go ahead and show what they want to show because the people want it. The people will watch it, and the people will buy the products to put it on there. In Nazi Germany, the Second World War, before the Second World War in the late 30s, looking back on it, religious writers and theologians have said that the problem, and one of the reasons that the Nazi Party developed so quickly, and the hate that was taught among that group of people, developed because the church did nothing. Did nothing. Not the church as we know it, but the churches in Germany did nothing. It was not their place. And so they did nothing. Sin is reproach and destruction to any people. You've perhaps heard of the Clean Up TV campaign over television, newspapers, spearheaded by the Jolton Church just outside of Nashville. Now this effort, we've gotten a late start on. I wanted the elders to clear it. I wanted them to talk with others about it before we ever introduced it at all. And we had our Count for Christ emphasis, and it's difficult to promote several things at the same time, and so we just got a late start. But we received word the other day that they're going to put off the deadline of interest in this area until June the 1st. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk with you about this today. We need to, if we're going to be individually involved, we need to be involved by June the 1st. Now, this campaign of cooperative effort spearheaded by the Jolton Church is one way of trying to say something. It doesn't seem to do any good to try to say anything politically, because I fear that in many cases our freedom of rights have been taken to the extent that we're eliminating some rights of those who disagree. Our political system is being abused and misused, I think, against us. Khrushchev said, we'll take the United States without ever firing a shot back in the 50s. I thought he was crazy. I was in the service. Anybody that say such a thing was crazy. But I fear that the influences of atheism and that kind of communistic background has simply taken our own values and our own system and used it against us. I don't know the answer, but I'm afraid it's not in politics. I'm afraid maybe this is the answer. This project is based on three conclusions. Number one, it's based on the fact that turning off the set's not the answer. While it is now maybe our only choice, really, it's not exactly what will cause any effect. And it's exactly what I think they want us to do. If you turn it off, you see, a few elders, a few preachers, a few Bible school teachers, or turn it off. And then who monitors? Then who sees what goes on? Then who says anything about it? Those who like it anyhow. This gets rid of the effective opposition. Not only that, you can't monitor it 24 hours a day. I know personally of people who have their children at home when they're gone, and their children watch what they want to watch on television. In some cases, they have HBO. And if any of you are familiar with the shows that HBO puts on, the R-rated, they have them late at night. Some of them are not so late. And if the children are home, the parents have to be gone for any reason at all, there they are, sitting in front of the television watching the film. Doesn't help to say turn it off. That doesn't get rid of the problem. A far better plan than turning off the set is to massively turn off our support of the companies which sponsor such materials. Now, the second conclusion that this is based on is that we need to primarily oppose sponsors rather than networks. Stations are not paid by the public. Sponsors are. They are the Achilles heel of the whole TV industry. Conclusion number three, those who promote immoral materials understand only one language, and that language is money, spelled with a capital M. All of our appeals on the basis of morals or youth have been ignored, totally ignored. There are few sounds in all of nature more powerful than a quietly closed pocketbook. People say, well, if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it, and the ratings will go down. If you don't want to watch it, and you don't think it's good for our country, and you want to stand for righteousness, then say you're not going to buy the product and see what it does. Here's how the plan works. Thousands of churches of Christ nationwide are being encouraged as individuals in the congregation to conduct simultaneous cleanup TV campaigns against the same three offensive sponsors at the same time. We've always been like drops of rain, all falling at different places and opposing different things. Our efforts always spread thinly, do not effectively produce any results. This plan will combine those drops of rain into one immense, extreme, powerful tidal wave of statement, of voice against such things. The deacons this morning, I'm going to ask them to stand up and get to their places where they're going to hand these out. The deacons this morning are going to hand these out, these little forms. And please, gentlemen, start doing that for me. And I'm going to read this to you because I want you to understand what we're talking about. I want to make clear that you understand that this is individual, obviously, because only individuals can be involved in it. But we felt like we wanted to offer this to you as individuals. So these gentlemen are going to hand out one of these to the adults and teenagers who have buying power. Okay? Some deacons should have them. Where's on this side over here? I thought we had them assigned. I guess we do. Over here, Grady, I think. We don't have anybody over here yet working this thing. Okay, this is for teenagers who have buying power and adults, okay? It's not for children. So if you're a small child, please don't sign it. It will give a false idea, and we don't want to do that. Let me explain it to you. This is to General Foods, Warner Lambert, and American Home Products. These three have been determined by a survey of members of the Church of Christ nationwide, different folks, to be three of the sponsors of offensive programs. These programs may change from time to time. But basically, these three sponsors are the ones that are going to be, the statement is going to first. Now notice that this is only a warning to the sponsors and not an actual refusal to buy anything. If actual action is not forthcoming, the second form will be given to us and we can sign that for commitment to not to buy anything from them for 3 months. And if action does not come then you cannot buy anything for another 3 months. This is just a statement to say we are going to sign a commitment not to buy anything from your company if you don't start sponsoring better programs. That's what it is. Now, you can have the time to read it if you can, or if you'd like to. But basically, that's what it amounts to. It's a statement of disapproval of such things, and realize that we pay part of what puts those programs on there, and since by buying their products, we sponsor the program, because we're participants in buying the products. That's what it amounts to. If we don't buy the products, they're not going to have our business, and they're not going to be putting programs on. It's that simple. Now, how is this going to work? After the cards are signed in each congregation, they will be collected, counted, and returned to the Jolton Church in Nashville so that a nationwide tabulation can be made. The results, but not the cards. The cards will not be sent to the company, but only the results will be delivered to the companies involved. By April the 14th, 5,100 congregations of the Lord's people, representing nearly 1/3 of 1 million signatures, we're already at Jolton. Now, that was April the 14th, and I haven't gotten any more recent update than that. But they were coming in daily. They're hoping to have 1 million names saying, change what you sponsor, or we will not buy your products. It's a way of saying, we're not going to do it. Now, with an active effort to enroll our friends, we can easily sign up over 1 million. I don't think we'll have to do that. I think we just sign ourselves. Some others may want to. Some people you may know. An effective program could trigger similar actions among numerous other religious and civic groups. And it already has, by the way. The church is a sleeping giant, well over 2.5 million people, an estimated 15 to 18,000 congregations. We have the ability, if only we will have the will and the driving concern, and with God's help, it can be successful. Now, this is not simply a social issue, not any more so than being involved in liquor by the drink or opposing such things. We're simply opposing the sin of adultery and homosexuality and other sins being perpetrated on television. It's okay. Everything's just fine. That's the way you ought to live. Now, also, this is not censorship. Censorship involves authoritative restrictions. Actually, it is the very opposite. The companies involved still have the freedom to sponsor any program they see fit. But we also have a right to refuse to let them use our money to do so. If the Nazi Party were selling cookies to raise money, most of us would probably not buy the cookies. That's not censorship. That's simply saying, I don't agree with you and I'm not going to support you. Likewise, the Unification Church, the Moonies, some of you have been approached by buying a product or buying a little gift or buying a little jewelry or buying a little book or buying something for the Unification Church. They don't tell you they're Moonies. I hope you don't buy it. I'm not going to support something that I don't agree with on that. It's the same kind of thing. The president recently refused to award government contracts to companies who did not follow his voluntary wage and price guidelines. This is simply the kind of influence that Paul's teaching had on the business interests of Demetrius the silversmith in Acts 19. It was an economic influence. Now, I hope you've had a chance to look at this enough that you can sign it. I want you to sign it if you're going to sign it now. Okay, if you're going to sign it now. So we can hand it back out. These deacons are going to be coming back down the aisle in just a minute. Pass them to the center. Okay? Those of you in the center, pass it to this side if you would. Okay? Those in the center aisle, pass it to this side. Those on this side, pass it to the center aisle. This side, pass it to the center aisle, and these men will take it up. You need to sign it clearly. We will keep the left-hand side here at the office to indicate that you've signed it. The other side will go to Joelton, and they will count the numbers of buying adults and teenagers, and then we'll send it to the sponsors when they do that June the 1st. I hope I've explained it adequately. As time goes on, and if they do not decide that they're not going to sponsor these programs anymore and such things, then we will be asked to commit ourselves for 3 months not to buy these products. As other companies sponsor inappropriate materials and so forth, they will be told. This number of people have indicated that they're willing to not buy your products if you sponsor such programs. Then we will be contacted. If we do not want to go along with it, we don't have to. But this statement says we are willing to stand up and say we don't want this kind of thing being on television. So complete it. If you're going to. Now, you can bring it in before then. I want to send them tomorrow, if possible, or Tuesday. If you want to take it home with you, you can, obviously. I couldn't keep you from it. But we'd rather have it today, if you're going to do it. Okay, would you pass them to the center aisles now? And gentlemen, if you'll come down, please, and pick those up. Do it as quickly as we can, quietly as we can. It's a little unusual. It's a little bit different, a kind of invitation, to say the least, to sign a card, a statement. Didn't have enough. Okay, I'll have some more, and we'll have them at the next services. I just have to order some more. I thought there probably would be enough for the adults, but I didn't have an opportunity to get any more. But we will have some more. And if you'd like to take some to your place of business, or if you'd like to take some to your friends, we'll have them available for you. If, as much as you'd like to be involved in it, you can do so. But it is at least indicating that we're interested in trying to say something. You know, you can always find objections to everything. You know, I saw on the other day a bulletin and somebody said, well, you know, that's just like the missionary society. But this same person involves himself frequently in cooperative efforts such as Herald of Truth and so forth. Allowing the Herald of Truth, brethren, which we're going to be here next Sunday, to make decisions about the programming they do. We're simply trusting the Joelton elders and Brother Hurt, John Hurt, to make decisions which will be appropriate in the programming and so forth that are offensive to the majority of the Church of our Lord, and obviously would be offensive to most of us as well. And so we're simply trusting them to be spearheading this as we would the elders of the Highland Church in Abilene, Texas, as well as other elderships who have a special cooperative effort that are involved. And that's simply what we're saying. And Brother Hurt, I understand, is a fine man, and the elders there are good elders, and they're going to not be involved in something that would be improper, I don't believe. And we'll keep an eye on it. If it does go the wrong way, then we'll withdraw our names. Just say we're not going to be involved in it if it's going to go ridiculous or something. But at this point, in this stage in time, it looks to me like, and I've done a lot of thinking about this and a lot of investigating, a lot of reading. As I've said, I've been getting a lot of material the last year trying to figure out how to help some way. And then Brother Hurt came up with this idea, and I believe it's one of, by the way, they did check this out legally. It is absolutely legal. They had one of the finest law offices in Nashville. The brother there that's an elder of the Greenwood or Green Lawn Church in Nashville, who has done so much in this area, has been involved in it, and they invite any lawyer to look at it legally, and if they have any suggestions or anything, to make those suggestions. They are suggesting we stay just exactly with the plan as it's been shown. That's what we're doing. We do appreciate those of you individually who have done this, and as I said again, this has to be individual. Okay. I think they've about got them all picked up. If you do not get them picked up, then hand them to me on the way out of one of the deacons, and we'll see that they get in the pile. Okay. Thank you for your indulgence this morning. I knew it would take a little longer because we had to hand these out. What I've said today basically is this. Some way, somehow, we have to stand up for right. If you're not a Christian today, you have not taken the stand for right that you need to take. Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago that men on this side of the cross might have the hope of salvation in the life to come. He wants all men to be saved. He wants all men to be with Him for eternity. And He wants you to be there. And this morning, if you're not a Christian, I urge that you stand up today and say, I want to be one of God's people. I want to be one of the Lord's children. And I urge you today to obey the gospel. Now, what I've said today has simply been to influence or try to say, let's do something about our problem. But I want you to think about this. Will you do something about your problem if you individually are living in sin? Because you have a problem. The sin problem. It's one we all have. I urge that you do something about it the Lord's way. If you've gone astray today, you've not lived in keeping with and in harmony with the Lord's will, please do something about your sin problem today. Let the blood of Jesus wash your sins away. He's promised that He will as we confess our sins. He's just and faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.